You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big J. Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, it's Danny Sodes. You're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. This is the only place I call myself Danny Sodes. First segment is Jacob talking about his sexual French roommate. Pure sex. Pure French. Pure Jacob.
Jacob, everyone upstairs was fawning over a story of an old roommate you had.
So Jacob's told us this story before on the show, but he didn't go into detail. And then
we
didn't
want to
listen.
This is a guy you waited tables with.
Yeah, he was my... We went to school together, and then we worked in a restaurant.
Him? How'd you meet this? First off,
is this the guy you beat up in the street?
You can't. Don't give his name or his.
Is this the one you beat up in the streets?
No.
Christine, how hot is this guy?
He's my friend. This guy was my roommate.
Sure, Jay.
Would you kiss him on the mouth if he just blew Gavin Rosdale after Gavin Rosdale just got off stage sweating?
Oh, that's a good one. He's a handsome man. He's a handsome, handsome guy.
We worked and he was
Jacob,
a waiter.
Jacob, I'm waiting for Christine's answer.
Look at him shirtless.
Jacob, please.
Yowzers.
I don't know.
So you met him.
This guy's not rocking me.
Christine?
He's very handsome, but that body type is just, I don't know. It's very slender for me.
Too slender.
But so are they all. If I was more slender myself, I'm sure I'd be more attracted to it.
Thanks.
So yeah, she's a loyal lady.
Yeah. I guess we're going to get that works pizza tonight. I got to keep Christine fattened up so she doesn't want to be with a thinner guy.
She goes, I'll tell you this. If I was to eat healthy too much and not have pizza on, like, let's say a Monday, I'd probably fuck him right now. I'd suck his butt in an elevator. He's French, right?
Yeah.
Which is hilarious, just to think of that voice being like...
Weird-ass body.
It seems like I would have hated...
No, he was very fit.
But there was a way where he could sweep Christine off her feet.
Well, he's fit, but like, maybe.
Skinny.
Come on, dude.
He's fit.
Does he not eat a lot? Like,
Christine,
he actually is pretty...
Fucking hottie. Get off it. We're going to fight.
I don't think the photo, it might be cropped, because he's not a thin guy.
Look at him. Come get a taste, Jay. We can't tweet his picture out, can we?
I'll tell you what, that picture is misleading.
No way.
That's either him significantly younger.
But he's also an actor. He's in stuff.
What's he in?
Well, he's been in...
Stuff.
In stuff?
Does he not want to be a public figure? Because you'd think somebody trying to act having
No,
your
because
name
I
said.
Was about to say a bunch of shit that he doesn't want me to say.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I find this interesting because Jacob said that when he told us upstairs, he goes, I was there for contrast. And you're like, oh, Jesus, Jacob. You're
and
the
shade.
And
then shady. I
showed you. Yeah, and I was like, good Lord. I was like,
He's definitely sure. He's like a...
He works.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just even
but
saying
I was
like,
his roommate, and I had to hear him betting New York's finest women.
I mean, were there women that you were just...
It was unbearable to the point where I broke one night. Because we worked at the
restaurant.
Just
kicking the door, jerking off.
I got to
see it. They would just come in.
I got to see it. I got to see it. It's raining in my room.
You would either pick them up at the restaurant and bring them back.
So you would see him. You would see him. Would you ever be at the restaurant serving with him? You're waiting tables. He's waiting tables. And you'd just see some smoking hot girl and you'd be like.
Every night. It was nightly. It was a trendy restaurant.
Do you
really
recognize him?
Where, what neighborhood was it in?
I don't want to say.
Why?
Anything.
You're not giving up the restaurant, eh? That's why you use ambiance. Set the tone.
On the Upper East Side.
Okay, Upper East Side. So he's got a lot of like older rich women that come in there and they see this hunk.
He had some cash.
And they just want to fuck it.
He had some cash?
They had some cash.
I was going to say, because he had a roommate.
No, but some of them were just, I remember. Yeah.
So he's going in there and you're just watching women.
I saw one girl walk into a post because they go stupid when they see him. I've never
Would
seen
Would you
them.
Like to bounce on my penis while my
this is,
while my pet mouse run around the house?
This is my roommate, Fafel. He's a little mouse.
Sometimes he sing on the, how you say, fire escape. Sometimes he cook a full meal.
I am teaching him how to be a lover through the wall. So
the moaning I used to hear from these women.
Really?
Like, I if it makes
paper
sense.
Paper thin wall.
Would it wake you up?
No, see, I got back from the restaurant because I wasn't picking up any. So I got home from a double shift at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he would get back at 3 with them an hour later.
Yeah. Right, I'm just going to say, then it's I would John have Leguizamo. To hear it. It's John Leguizamo.
And then I would have to hear them.
It's Anthony Bird. It's Antonio Banderas.
I'll never forget the one time. But I broke one time and I couldn't so take wait, it so anymore. So there was
so back to the 3 a.m. He would come home at 3 a.m. with a girl, and then you would you be asleep? Or
I would
you
be in my room just waiting for it because I couldn't bear it. I didn't want to.
Dick in hand?
No, I never did. It was the worst. Jay, I cried when he broke and there was a tear coming down my temple. It was so
was it
miserable.
A tear? Was it a tear, though?
A like, single tear. You, of thinking, my life sucks.
Was it a frustration? I've had a frustration tear before.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, I said, I had that with DeRosa.
Yeah.
I said it was DeRosa, and it was just, it wasn't anything DeRosa did. It was just in a point where I was like, I don't want to have a roommate anymore. Like, I just want my own time. Like, my time is all with, like, somebody.
Yeah.
Just, like, right there. And I got, like, frustrated before like that. But, I mean, I never also listened to a roommate fuck ever. I've never had.
I used to hear Amir pounding out his dumb girlfriend to the point where I'd get home, and I'd open the front door of the apartment, and you'd hear, like, meow, meow, and you're just like, I'm just drunk eating a burrito playing PlayStation 2, and I'm like, can you shut up? That's when I pushed him through the wall, when he fucked her in the bathroom and woke me up after a overnight shift at the radio station. And he fucked her in, I've told this story, and yeah. He fucked her in the shower, and the water went cold, and I had to wake up for classes, and I went in and I took a cold shower, and I got out and I was like, dude, all the warm water. And he goes, yeah, we didn't even end up fucking in the shower, we just went ran the water to get it steamy. And I was like, so I took a cold shower for nothing?
Yeah.
It's exactly what he said. He laughed, and then he shoulder checked me as he walked by me, and I fucking shoved him.
Through the door, through the wall.
And dude, we locked up like two Rams, and that's when I pushed him. He goes, yo, you're a dick.
Dude, you're a dick.
He's sitting in the wall. Yo, you're a dick. But you had a frustration like that. Like, you heard, what was the moment that broke you?
It was cum shot. Were so many, and then the one time
dude, I was out.
Cum shot hit the wall so hard it knocked his picture off the other side of the wall.
No, not Mima. Not Mima Batat.
One time I couldn't sleep, so I always wanted to stay in my room because it was so uncomfortable, but I was just did a double shift, and
yeah,
I wanted to go and watch TV and unwind.
You didn't want a hot girl coming in and being like, who are you?
That's what happened the one time. I said, I'm just going to watch TV because I can't be a prisoner in my room for this.
Yeah.
There was no window. There was no TV in my room. I just had the bed.
So you just had the bed. So the TV.
So I had to go outside in the living room, which is right where they walk in.
And you don't want to be there when they walk in.
This was post. So they had already gone into his bedroom and I could hear them banging, but I was I'm adamant. I'm not going into my room. I want to watch TV. Half an hour later, the door opens and this girl walks out. It was, to this day, I'll never forget, is the greatest ass I've ever seen. She's just wearing her underwear and a t-shirt.
Oh.
And I thought I was going to die. It was like, it was a New York 9, but in the real life in my apartments. And yeah. She just goes like this, hi. And I went, hi.
Are you the Make-A-Wish kid that he said he takes care of?
Oh my God. BB, you've got a sad puppy on your couch.
Are you his retarded brother he takes care of?
She was so nice. I thought, I'll marry you right now.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
She goes, you should have said that out loud.
I'll take you away.
I wish you would have said that.
She goes,
hey, are you lost, little weirdo? He goes,
I'll marry you right now.
I'll walk away from everything and marry you.
Excuse me?
She goes, I'm going to have to call the cops now because you're freaking me out.
Yeah, she's okay, I'm going to pepper spray you if you don't get the fuck away from me.
Hey, baby, that runaway boy in your living room's threatening me.
Your pet ferret's talking.
Couldn't have been nicer, but it was... That one broke me.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And then she went back in, and then the next morning,
A different girl came out.
She left. But he gives me he walks out. He was so bored from fucking, you know, he's like, yeah, I banged her. All I could think about was her ass. And then he acted frustrated. He went, yeah, I was banging her from behind. And then she took it out and put it in her ass. And I went,
Hey, it's Black Lou again, and on Tuesday's show, comedian Craig Gass stopped by and talked about the legendary Detroit rockers Kiss and their frontman Paul Stanley and his relationship with bass player Gene Simmons.
When I saw Kiss live for the first time this year.
Really?
Me and Christine went after the show one night. We walked over to Madison Square Garden, got there before they went on. It was great. Great seats. And I'd never seen him before. However, and we talked about it on the show already, but you've seen him a zillion times, I know.
Yep.
Paul Stanley talking between the songs
is
the most flamboyant, hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that voice can't be real what he's doing. It's, everyone here's so beautiful. Is everybody just having the best time ever? Well,
there's two Paul Stanleys. There's offstage Paul Stanley where I saw him in an interview where somebody said,
sup, blood?
Why is Kiss so amazing? And he said, you know, a lot of people are envious of Kiss. I'm even envious of Kiss. It's like super confident,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
And then there's onstage Paul Stanley, where in Las Vegas, I saw him say, all right, people, now listen. You know, I know that this town, Las Vegas, is known for its buffets. And I can tell you right now, after this show, I see a lot of people in the front row that I really want to eat. And he started fixing his hair.
Oh, dude, that's so funny.
I saw the show again in New York at Madison Square Garden, and I talked to all the employees and said, hey, did you hear what he said in Vegas when you guys were there, when he said he was going to eat the front row like a buffet? And three different guys said, did you hear what he said in Omaha? And I said, no. Three different guys said, did you hear about Omaha? And apparently in Omaha, he said, all right, Omaha, now listen. You know, I know this town, Omaha, Nebraska, is known for its Angus beef. And I can tell you right now, after this show, I'm going to want to sink my teeth into some meat. And the whole crowd went,
what?
What? And he came
to Omaha.
Yeah.
Came back to the mic. Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a thigh or a rump roast. And the crowd went,
no.
What?
You're not helping
yourself.
They
started chanting.
Yeah. God hates fags. God hates fags.
Does
God
my
hates
ears
fags.
Are burning.
This now, man. I know lots of you out there don't like homosexuals, but everybody likes to lick it up.
Turn to your left. Turn to your right. Kiss everybody. Get orgy time in Omaha. Pull your penises out. Women, get out of here.
Get your mouth around a nice tube steak. But next to you, no, I don't care.
Ooh, you got a bull standing right to your right. Hot meat.
Everybody's hanging heavy here in Omaha.
It's good to be in Denver, Colorado, where you guys mass shoot each other.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people that I want to shoot into.
The things you're known for.
I know Florida's known for homicidal teenagers. I see a couple of young bloods I'd like to kill in the front row.
Biloxi, Mississippi, you're known for your violent racism. Well, I see a couple darker people that I feel uncomfortable around.
All right, Denver, I know you like your mass shootings.
Yeah.
Let's all go to the high school and fuck people up.
Yeah.
Let's go even it with our enemies.
Bedford, Massachusetts, I know you're known for being the birthplace of Rocky Marciano.
Yeah.
There's a couple of black people I'd like to punch in this crowd.
Roanoke, Virginia, you love your opiates.
Just specific to people.
Kansas City, Missouri, I know your word that your meth lab's going to blow up while you enjoying some Kiss, but I say let it happen.
Oh, dude.
All right, Tucson, I know you love your Dan soda.
Yeah.
And your drug trafficking. Check it out.
There's some people here I want to smuggle in my butt tonight.
No, no, Gallus. You're known for being your lack of security and letting people through the border. Well, I see a couple coyotes in the front row.
All right, Nogales, who wants to make a drug tunnel?
Yeah. You've been known for your tunnels. Yeah, dude, he seems just...
I mean, a Kiss he's a, tunnel?
He's a
beautiful... A tunnel from Kiss?
Yeah, Gene does it. We're doing our own Travix.
My favorite thing of your impression, Craig, is always it's the upswing. When you like leave me voicemails back in the day,
yep.
It's Gene Simmons. from Kiss. Like the swing up of that is the best.
And the reason Kiss? I did it is because the first time he confronted me on the Howard Stern show, someone gave him my phone number. I was headlining Caroline's that night for the first time, which for a comic is
huge.
That's a big deal when you do Caroline's for the first time.
Absolutely.
And someone gave him my phone number. I still have the voicemail. He left me a short message. Boop. Hi, Greg. This is Gene Simmons. From Kiss. Like, I'm going to confuse you with, like, you go, Gene Simmons from Gene Pet Simmons? Boys.
You know, the 70s, you from, like, the, another movie he was in or something?
You know, Gene Simmons, the black linebacker from the 1978 Penn State team? Hey, what's up, man? Gene Simmons.
This is Gene Simmons from Free Jack. Emilio Estevez vehicle of the late 80s.
I want you to know that I know you're headlining Caroline's. I know this is a big deal. That's why the Kiss Army is behind you. And I support you. That's why I'm going to be in the front row.
And I don't know if you were with me that night, but Gene showed up with a bunch of women.
Yes.
And then after the show, he sent Drew Barrymore's mom.
What?
Jade Barrymore into my dressing room to say, Gene wants to invite you to a strip club to hang out with him tonight. And I was hanging out with a couple of buddies who were huge Kiss fans. They were going, dude. And I go, is it okay to bring a couple of friends? They said, whoever's with you is a friend of Gene. So we went to the VIP club on 25th or something like that, 26th. And
stop squinting your eyes at me like I know.
So, I don't know.
Jay, you got a residency there, yeah?
You're a monthly member.
Jay, where did we get herpes? Was that your VIP?
Was that place you used to give you the punch cards if you got the lap dances?
You said the dancers were better because they were smuggled in and they were children? What?
We go to the strip club. And it's weird being with a rock star because as comics, even if we hang out with the biggest comics, you don't experience the kind of intensity that rock stars feel.
Sure.
You know, unless maybe you're around like Chappelle or something like that. You see like a real intensity to a guy like that. And we walked in the strip club and it was like record scratch. They just started playing Kiss and we sat down and all the girls in the strip club came over to us to hang out with Gene. And he had like three women on his lap with me and my buddies on the end of the couch looking pathetic going, yay!
Oh, yeah.
Go, Gene!
He's such an unattractive guy.
Yeah.
He has really liver spots.
I mean, he just, but they lay it out for him.
Dude, that's gotta be a weird thing to be at a strip club and just be like, hey, can I have some?
Well, he tried to do this move where he saw me looking pathetic on the end of the couch, and he went, hold on one second. And he looked at all the girls. Let me ask you a question. Do you like stand-up comedy?
I guess.
Oh, I hate that.
And they go,
If I were you, I would have ran into the bathroom right there. I hate that
I would have walked away, too. I would have walked away from hanging out with Gene
so
Simmons.
Uncomfortable.
The other end of this failed so miserably.
Do you like stand-up comedy? You do. Great. Because this gentleman right here.
I'm feeling this one.
You can't even believe what the line is.
This is the first story I've been felt we've ever had.
This gentleman right here is the gentleman who does the impression of me.
Oh,
isn't that something?
All the girls look at me and I go, what's going on? And they all went, nothing. And I went, okay, that's about right.
He does that's about right. I thought he was going to start giving your credits, which almost fucked his bed. And then he just goes, his biggest thing is me.
Yeah, dude. What a crazy narcissistic way to
dude, strike. Is there anything worse than being in a room where only one person in a room full of people is excited about you?
Nightmare.
And tries to explain to everyone else in the room,
dude,
why they should be excited.
A fucking nightmare.
Yes.
Oh, you mean me hanging out with my mom at every family reunion?
Oh, she's telling people about how
she's the only person excited. Everyone else is like, all right. I'm like,
oh my god,
hey,
man.
I'm only,
it's like, no, you don't fucking get it, man.
I'm home for a week.
How about open air Chicago Open Air Festival, and that guy who knew me came and he brought two girls over. And he goes, dude, girls are huge fans right there. And then the girls go, hi. I go, hi, nice to meet you. And I go, you're not huge fans, are you? She goes, no, he just said like you were famous and brought us over here. And so I was like, I'm not. You can go away.
Please leave.
I'm like,
please walk away from me.
Gene Simmons' son, Nick, comes out to the Comedy Store all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like his dad. He's always got women with him. And Nick's a handsome kid.
Yeah.
He's like 6'6".
Shannon Tweed's, isn't that Shannon Tweed's?
Yeah, man.
Shannon Tweed. And he had a
one
girl.
Shannon
he had
Tweed
a girl
tit,
with
Gene Simmons' tongue.
Right. He had a girl with him that had to have been 19 years old. And he goes, oh, my God.
oh my God, okay. Okay, Craig's a comedian and he's really famous. She goes, okay. He goes, no, but he does impressions of my dad. And watch this, Craig, do Al Pacino. Do Al Pacino. And I just went, do you know who Al Pacino is? And she went, no. And I went, yeah. Okay. And then Nick goes, no. He insists, no, you'll know. As soon as he does it, you'll know. So I look at this girl and I go, listen, this is an old man who is so much older than you. And she went, good for you.
Just blank face.
Good for you.
It'd be worse if she went, you going to start the impression or what? Enough with the jibber jabber. You going to do the impression?
I think you have something in your throat.
Yeah. Why are you changing your voice?
You're weirding me. Literally, you're weirding me out.
And then she needs an older reference. She goes, who's this guy? Rich Little?
And she goes, oh.
Her references go like, she goes,
what
the
hell the fuck did you do that? I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's like, I'm more of a Rickles guy,
I guess. I was like, I grew up watching Jack Parr.
Because if it's not Jack Benny, it's not for this bitch.
Spade has a great joke
about this real bitch.
About hooking up with girls and going, really? You don't know who Led Zeppelin is? And the girl goes, look, I don't even know who Maroon 5 is. You want to fuck me or not? Like, yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
Hi, it's Black Lou again. On Wednesday's show, guest Giannis Pappas reminisced with the Bonfire host about Dan Soder's drinking past.
Upstairs at CB's is where Giannis told me two things. I have a drinking problem and I have to go to therapy.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah.
About
both,
you?
Yeah. Both things at that bar upstairs.
Really?
I think in the same conversation.
Yeah. I was torn because he was so fun and he looked like he was enjoying himself. But then one time I was taking a piss and he just flew into the room and threw up blood in the toilet, and I was like, you know what, that could be.
It wasn't blood. I just threw up.
It was pinkish. And then you took your shirt off and you were doing the worm on the cabin bar floor.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, so
I don't remember that.
It was time.
Well, not remembering that probably was the
song. It's a sticky floor.
Yeah, it's a gross thing. Yeah,
I was beyond blacked out that night because I remember kicking in. I remember kicking the door open. I don't remember the worm part. I can't do the worm, so I don't know.
You know, it was funny.
No, that was the funny part. He didn't say you did the worm. He said you were trying to do the worm.
I remember kicking the door open, and Giannis was at the urinal, and I just went right around and was like, and just threw up. And then I got up, and I was like, you want to do a shot?
Yeah.
And he was like, what?
The best thing was always saying goodbye to him, like at bar four of my old room, comedy room, because he would say peace out. Right, we'd be like, hey, all right, bye. And then he'd look at the bar, and like whatever was on the bar, he would just pound real quick before he went out. If there was a quarter or so, even if it had like a cigarette button in it, he'd be like, all right, that's beer.
Real problem, dude. Yeah.
That is, it's funny, I just didn't know you.
Giannis,
it's funny, you said I did know you as a drinker.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't know you drinking because I didn't really drink. No, but that's what it was. I always drove and I had to go home. You know, Isabella was young at the time, so I wasn't like out. Giannis, on the bar hanging.
That was the bar I used to do. They used to lock it in.
Yeah.
4 in the morning, they'd lock the doors and you could smoke inside and you'd stay till 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
You stay till 8 in the morning?
Yeah. I left one time I left Barcelona bar at like 7:30 in the morning.
Well, if you were with Nate, that's when it just started to get good, you know? Yeah.
Oh, well, because they would kind of close down.
Ready to blow the doors off the fucking place. Hey, you guys want to go burn down a stranger's house?
He goes, I'm getting nuts. I feel like we can jump on a helicopter off a building.
You guys want to play True Lies? Well,
that's
we used
true
to do
lie.
It back at home.
Back in Western Kentucky, I was Arnold.
One of the funniest drunk Nate things was we were at the cabin, hammered. And I was talking.
Dan's doing the worm.
Yeah, Dan's doing the worm.
You're taking a piss.
I'm throwing up.
It actually could have been that night. I don't remember, but I was standing talking to Louis Katz, and Nate just walks up with his hat like half off his head, you know? Like when he was drunk, he would just turn a little bit because he would put it on like a little looser. And he just stands there, and he walks up, and he stares at Louis, right? Mm-hmm. And, until Louis like looks and giggles like uncomfortably, and then Nate just goes, I don't respect your people. And then he walked away.
Well, the one that set him back, him and Wayne was upset with Nate for years. He always used it as an excuse, at least, because it was the funniest thing ever. At my bachelor party when Nate was just hammered downstairs in the office, and Wayne just did one of his blankets, like, all right, everybody out. Everybody out now. I have to talk to Ray. Me and Ray have to talk now. And Nate, he's just the last one trickling out, and he just goes, what do y'all talk about? AIDS.
Yo, what's up, campers? It's DJ Lou. On Thursday's live show, Dan and Jay explain why, if you're a comedian, you can't follow Michael Winslow.
Dude, you know what? The most uncomfortable hour-long special I've ever seen in my life is the Michael Winslow, Jimmy J.J. Walker special where they share, they co-headline a special.
That was on Showtime, right?
I think so, man. It is, dude, Michael Winslow comedy is so uncomfortable.
It just noises?
It's just so, he's like a cruise ship jukebox, man. It's so weird.
I bet if you like had to follow him in a room where he was somehow able to, you know, because hack works. Like you see people kill with stuff that you're like.
No, you could follow him though because he's barely doing comedy.
What I'm saying is if, you know when you've seen audiences like really bad comics have killed in rooms and you're like, you've tricked this whole audience into thinking what you do is funny. Yes. And that's impressive. Mm-hmm. But that's basically the root of hack is like people that are doing something really shitty in a way that makes people laugh really hard.
People want to like, just give me a beer and shut up. Yeah. Put the kids to sleep. My wife. My mother-in-law.
You ever go home and you're like, this bitch again? And everyone's like, And you're like, fuck. And the transition can be hard when you're transitioning into a better act. But what I'm saying is, do you think there's ever been a room where he just was fucking murdering? And then like a really good comic was like, this is going to be tough to follow. Like a young Louis C.K. or, you know what I mean? Like a comic, like a young Bill Burr.
Oh, there was probably a time when his like weapons were sharp.
Yes. That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. He would come out and probably do Jimi Hendrix doing the national anthem. And I mean,
but then like a good, like a Bill Hicks is just in the way, in the wings, like, fuck.
Of course, yeah.
Fuck.
Would you want to follow Jeff Dunham?
Not at all. Never. It's a nightmare I've had.
But following Jeff Dunham, particularly.
Yeah.
A guy murdering with a puppet.
Yeah. Yeah, and you being like, there's no way I can trick. Like, now I'm done. You're on his side.
Yeah, you tricked him too far.
They're crazy. You turned them into crazy people.
You've turned this whole crowd into loons.
This is some Michael.
Do you remember how, like, also just the basic of the time, like 80s comedy, like Tim Allen? And I don't even want to take a shit on Tim Allen because it's comedy of a time.
Because I respect Buzz Lightyear.
No, but you know what?
And I always respected Tim Taylor.
Tim Allen, badass motherfucker.
From
man.
Aurora, Colorado.
Is he really?
Yeah, originally.
But it's a bad fucking dude, man.
Yeah.
Coke charges. I bet fucking crushed ass. But his dumb comedy of just
someone does a series called Young Tim Allen, and it's just him being a badass, a mullet.
Yeah.
Just ripping through Detroit, just slinging yayo. Going, dude.
Hey, Timmy, how many kilos you want? He goes, you want 1 kilo?
Dude, he goes, remember how they did
2 kilos?
4 kilos. Al Borland's is done.
Wilson, I don't know. How many kilos of coke do I actually need? Goes, well, you know, Tim.
Yeah, well, how many can you offload immediately? Just a fence over his face. You remember how they did Young Indiana Jones? That's what I'm saying. They should do Young Tim Allen. I mean, we did Young Rambo. But we're just selling.
But man, do you remember Tim Allen just killing with like his jokes were all that stuff?
Yeah, it was like, women don't want us to have tools. Women want us not to have tools. Because when we have tools, we're like, huh?
Yeah. I'll tell you what my drill doesn't do. Complain.
Yeah, but you know what? I could put my saw down. I could put my saw down and walk in the other room and have a beer.
Ruh-roh.
His wife is smoking hot. Good job, Tim Allen.
Yeah, for her age, a fucking killer.
I mean, what a modifier.
Yeah, well, it's true.
No, I know. It's just a hilarious way to build up and then take down.
Well, he's looking a little beat up. He's older, though, now. But he's... I loved Home Improvement.
So did I.
It's
really like... It's like niche to shit on it now. Not niche, but it's like cool for people to be like, oh, you like Home Improvement?
Is it really? I think... Yeah, I heard like... I think it would hold up a bit, some of the jokes.
I don't know about that, but... There was,
I think he was a good... jokes that hold up to me are some saying or doing something ridiculous. And like, not the fourth wall break, but just like the... obvious to camera, like acknowledgement of how dumb people are. He was good at that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like what's happening around me type
shit. Home Improvement was a fun show.
Filled himself, surrounded himself with hot box.
I mean, yeah. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Zachary Sky. He just started naming the kids.
Oh my God! Whatever that little one was, that bowl cut—you could just see that bouncing, just fucking.
Dude, what a hilarious!
Just velcroed into your beef. Hey, this is Big J Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media. At the Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.